أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. In the previous ayats, Allah explained how He has created the entire creation. And to create the entire creation for Allah is like just creating one person. It is nothing difficult and hard on Allah Ta'ala. And after that, Allah explained how Allah Ta'ala brings the night into the day and the day into the night. That is, in winter, the day goes into the night and the night becomes long, the day becomes short. And in summer, the night goes into the day becomes long and the night becomes short. And this and many other clear signs of Allah which are around us all the time, by which we can understand the existence and the oneness and the qudrat, the power of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to all that, Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. یہ اس لیے کہا کہ اللہ وہی ہے ٹھیک. All this Allah has explained so that we can realize that Allah alone is the absolute truth and He is the only truth. وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ. اور جس کسی کو پکارتے ہیں اس کے سوا سو وہی جھوٹ. And whoever is called upon besides Allah Ta'ala, any idols, technology of the modern day, or anything that we feel has got power and can do something, all that is falsehood, it is batil. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. اور اللہ وہی سب سے اوپر برا. And Allah is the only one who is the most high, who is the greatest. And by the signs of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has spread around everywhere, a person should realize this and bring this into his heart. Further, Allah explains other great qualities and the power and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ. تُنے نہ دیکھا کہ جہاز چلتے ہیں سمندر میں اللہ کی نعمت لے کر. Haven't you seen that the ships that are moving on the seas, this is all with the نعمت of Allah Ta'ala, the great قدرت of Allah. If you just drop a small pebble in the water, it will sink to the bottom. And the ship that is so big, so heavy, with so much of containers and so much of goods, it flows on the water. This is only the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is the only one who has taught mankind how to make the ships. The first ship that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had ordered to make, Allah Ta'ala clearly said, بِأَعْيُنِنَا. You will make it under our direct supervision. Allah Himself supervised the making of that ship. And ships are being made from that time till today. And it is mind-boggling that this heavy, heavy ship with so much of weight on it floats on the water. So this is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And it floats by carrying the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Especially before there was air flights. The ship was the means of transport from one place to another, from one continent to another. Over the vast seas, it was only the ship that had sailed. And even today, by the ship, the great amount of import and export trade is done. Things which are not found in one country are brought from another country. And what necessities, basic necessities of mankind are transported from one part of the world to the other. So this is all the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and also experience this ni'mat, the favors of Allah Ta'ala. لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. تاکہ دکھلائے تم کو اپنی قدرت میں. So that Allah Ta'ala shows you His great signs. But man should not be blind that we use the ni'mats, we use things from China, we use things from all parts of the world, and we don't appreciate this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever a person uses something, briefly think from where this has come. Many things which are imported, how have they come? And in there, the whole ship industry plays a very big part. How was it transported and brought to us? And then we will make more qadr of that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. How many a father will tell his children, husband will tell his wife that I work only for you people, but you people don't appreciate what I do. And you want them to appreciate what hasn't Allah done for us, what all the fathers and husbands in the world together can do, Allah has done. There is no limit to the number of times by which Allah has done for us so many favors, but we don't. And all Allah wants from us is to acknowledge it, that it is from Him, and then make His shukr and be obedient to Him. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin likulli sabarin shakur. Albatta isme nishaniya hai har ek amal karne wale ihsan manne wale ke waste. In the sailing of the ships on the water, and it's carrying the ni'mats, the goods from one country to another. Allah says in there are many signs. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. And this is for every person who is sabar, who is shakur, who makes sabr and who has got a lot of sabr and who makes a lot of shukr. Sabr, that the sea travel is not easy. Many people get the sea sickness when they travel by sea. And for especially in these times, it has become too boring, and it takes too long a time to travel by ship. Everyone travels by plane, by which you can cover your distance so quickly. So you have to make a lot of sabr also. And then shukr also, that the ship carries so much of goods for you. And so much of many places where the aeroplanes cannot go, where there are no airports. It's only the ship that can go there. So you make shukr also. So in this great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, two basic and important ingredients and qualities to find Allah, to reach Allah, sabr and shukr. And a person's life, whole life passes in two things, in sabr and shukr. When things are in our favor, we make shukr. When things go against us, for a mu'min, he makes sabr. And with this, both these things, he reaches Allah Ta'ala. When there are difficult conditions, he makes sabr, and by that also he reaches Allah. When Allah blesses him with his favors and ni'mats, he makes shukr, and by that also he reaches Allah Ta'ala. And on the, with regard to the ship further and sea travel, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ or جَبْ سَرْ پَرْ آئِ unke مَوْجٌ and when waves overtake them, when there are storms in the sea, and the waves go to be like mountains, so high the waves become, كَزُّلَلِ جَيْسَ بَادَلْ and it makes the whole place dark, like a whole cloud has come over the ship. When those waves hit the ship from one side to the other, and that way the water of the sea comes into the ship also now. دعو الله مخلصين له الدين پکارنے لگے اللہ کو خالص کر کے اس کے لئے بندگی. At that time, everyone, even an atheist, now realizes nothing can help me besides Allah. And all of them turn to Allah and make dua. And sincerely they make dua. And at that time they become 100% muwahids. And they say also, oh Allah, it is only you who can save us now. When that ship is going from side to side, and those waves are going so high, and the water is lashing the ship from all sides, a person realizes, no one can help me now, and then he turns in sincerity, making dua to Allah Ta'ala. In our time, many times when you are flying by air, and turbulences come, and especially if it's a small aircraft, and it is very heavy turbulences, that time a person realizes that there is nobody who can help him besides Allah Ta'ala. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرْ پھر جب بچا دیا ان کو جنگل کی طرف. And when Allah Ta'ala saved them and brought them back on land safely, then they turn into three different groups. فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ تو کوئی ہوتا ہے ان میں بیچ کے چال پر. Then some of them follow the middle path. The ulama, the mufassirin have written, by middle path means that the sins they were committing before, they make those sins less now. They realized Allah helped us. And some of them are who bring Iman also and Islam also, and they believe in Allah Ta'ala, but they haven't still reached sincerity in their Amal and quality in their Amal. They still haven't reached. Those are muqtasid. And then there are other people, sabiqum bil khairat, those people who turn to Allah Ta'ala and in sincerity, and they become genuine and true believers, and they bring sincerity in their iman. And the other one group are those people who, after getting saved, they go back to their old ways, and they still disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, and they go to their sins. And this happens to all of us. All of us face conditions in our life. Sometimes it's a marital problem, sometimes it's a financial problem, sometimes it's a health problem. Whatever it is in our lives, we go through these things. And then we turn to Allah. Many people start making tahajjud at that time. Then after some time, Allah removes that problem from us. Some of us are such that we go back to our old ways again. Some of us are such that we become sincere and we turn more to Allah Ta'ala. Some of us, we still carry on in our old ways, but we lessen our sins. We have taken some lesson. So these three groups are made at such a time. وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. اور منکر وہی ہوتے ہیں ہماری قدرتوں سے جو قول کے جھوٹے ہیں حق نہ ماننے والے. And Allah Ta'ala says it is only those people who go against and disbelieve in our clear signs, which they don't only see, but which they experience. When they in that storm in the water, they experience the qudrat of Allah, how Allah has saved them. But then who are those people who do not believe and deny? Those people who are khattar. Khattar are those people who make promises and break their promises. When they were in those difficult problems, they made dua to Allah. From now, I'm going to live a clean life. From now, I'm not going to do anything wrong. But as soon as that problem is gone, they go back again. Their nafs overtakes them and they go back to that evil life. Kafur are those people who know clearly that they are doing wrong. They understand Allah saved me. I should be sincere and make Allah's ibadat. But where their nafs overtakes them, and in their knowing they go against Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah has taught us great lessons of Allah's qudrat which is around us, and we should take advantage and build our iman by conditions and halat that come upon us, and not just let them pass and we still remain the same. Wa akhiru da'wana.